It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and we do this every single Friday here on the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlatan and Kinlock Home Hardware. Pleased today to welcome to the show someone that I've known for quite a while now. It all started back when I started doing the music and announcing for the UPEI Women's Hockey Panthers, probably about, I'm going to say 12 years ago, maybe even 13 now. We have Bruce Donaldson with us, who is the former coach of the UPEI Women's Hockey Team. Bruce, thank you for being here today. I'm going to give you a round of applause. I just like being in your presence. You have done so much for that program at UPEI, and we'll get into that, but welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's great to have you here with us today, and why don't we just give people an overview? I mean, I know Bruce Donaldson, but I don't know much beyond the hockey coach, Bruce Donaldson. So where do you live? Shout out the wife and kids, all that fun stuff.
Well, we live here in Charlottetown,
okay.
But grew up in the Miramichi. Went to university at UNB, then joined the banking business and roamed around Atlantic Canada for the better part of 32 years. But we've been here in Charlottetown for the past 26 years.
Awesome. The journey to UPEI, like, why don't you just take me back to the beginning? Because I think you were there quite a few years before I came onto the scene. But when it started, it was a pretty small program.
So I took over the program in 2006. And at that point, two years before it had turned into a club team, and then the university had made the decision not to have a team. So the community rallied behind that decision a little bit, and then the university decided to reinstate it.
Mm-hmm.
So I made application thinking, you know, let's get into the program for a year or two just to kind of see how things are and to get it up and running again and go from there. And 18 years later, here we are.
It's a well-oiled machine, and it is something else. And I mean, let's go back to those early days because I know the stories. It was, humble beginnings, let's say. And this is going back to the days of the old Crapo rink.
Yes, yeah.
And that's where the home rink was the old Crapo burn out there, which is where it all began. And this is that would predate the Carey Complex and everything.
When I took over, we were actually at the Carey Complex.
Okay, gotcha.
But Donnie McFadgen, who's been with me since day one, was the coach then, and yeah, we definitely remember those days.
And Donnie's still around, too.
Donnie's still around.
What a trooper. Yeah. What a trooper. Well, we will chat more about that. We'll talk more about our paths are crossing again because you are the chair of the board for the U17 Hockey Challenge that is coming up here in November. Going to be a great tournament. There's been a lot of work done, so we'll chat about that, too. And we'll unpackage some more about your time at UPEI. We are chatting with Bruce Donaldson today, our interesting islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
Start your engines and get ready to rev up your rewards at Red Shore Charlottetown. Earn ballots while you play with your Rewards Club card for a chance to win a side-by-side from Toymaster Motorsports and RV. For details, visit redshores.com.
Your lives changed forever. Come celebrate community at United by Song. Ocean 100, proud media partner of United by Song. A mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 21. Becoming cloudy this evening with a chance of showers overnight. Wind will become northeast 30, gusting to 50 overnight and a low of 15. Tomorrow, we will have 10 to 15 millimeters of rain possible in the morning with a risk of a thundershower late in the morning. Wind northeast 30, gusting to 50. Becoming southeast 40, gusting to 70 in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is 22. Right now, it is 15 in Summerside. It's 15 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And we have your celebration calendar on the way next. See who's celebrating birthdays and anniversaries into the weekend. 7:49. Good morning, Ocean 100. That's Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf. It's Ocean 100. Good morning, 7:52. Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Darcy, Jill, and Scott joined today by our interesting Islander, Bruce Donaldson. And, of course, Bruce was coach out at UPEI with the UPEI Women's Hockey Panthers for many years. How many total years?
16.
16 years at the helm. And again, taking it from humble beginnings. Now, we were just talking off air about how much you had to, like, fight and scrape for things, to really put the women's program on the map. So what was that like over the years?
Well, I guess it became a little bit of a passion. You know, yeah. It was, when we started, we were, playing in Rink B and, the guys were playing in Rink A and, we had a certain dressing room and it wasn't the dressing room we were supposed to have. So, if you just continue to plug along at it and build it. And then, of course, we had started strictly with all Islanders, which was great at the time. But in terms of from a competitive nature, it made it a little bit challenging. So mm-hmm. we had to get out there and do a lot of recruiting and, convince, young females across the country that UPI was a great place to come and play and the academics were what they were. So, over the years, we got our face out there and things started to change for us a little bit. And we really became, a lot more competitive, certainly going into that, 2010, 2011 season.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that kind of leads up to the first championship for the squad in 2012. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was exciting. It was, our final game was against Mount A. Mm-hmm. We won 3-0, and that was our first championship. I remember it was over at the old Dal Arena. And so we have the notoriety of that was our first championship, but they tore that building down the day after we won.
Wow.
So to put up a new one, on that side. So it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Very cool. Very, very cool. We'll have more with Bruce. This is a fun part of the morning. You're actually going to get to behold greatness here because it's time for the celebration calendar, Bruce.
Ooh, all right.
I know. All right. So let's dive into it here. If your name's on my list, it's also Friday. That means that it's draw day today. We'll have two bridge passes going out this morning. Let's dive right in, see who's celebrating today. Zoe McDougal Oilatan. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. 12th birthday today. Love mom, Zoe. Have a great day today. Ryan Blanchard is 45 today. Love your daughter, Mayelle, and wife, Lori. Holly and Jeremy Johnston on Peters Road in Montague. A happy anniversary today from Alyssa, Brittany, Allie, and Ava, plus the fam. Paula Price, a happy birthday from your 10 grandchildren. Angela Frizzle, a happy birthday to you today from Terry and the boys. I know the boys will spoil you. Have a great day, Angela. Happy first birthday to Nora McClellan of Cardigan. Birthday was yesterday with wishes sent from Jules Vandenbroek. Amanda Doucette, 44 today. Love family and friends. Terry McDonald celebrating. That's from your daughter Tara, Nolan, and Grayson. Carter Monkley is 13 today from Dad, Mom, and Lauren. A happy birthday to Stephanie Hines-Peters. Have a great day, Stephanie. Wedding anniversary for Andrew and Tonda Jameson in Hazelbrook. 12 years married, 19 years together, 4 amazing children. Happy anniversary, guys. Morgan and Maggie Noss in Miscush celebrating a birthday. Happy 8th. And a wedding anniversary for Wade and Kelly Bruce from Hedda Cardigan. 28 years together.
All right. And there's still more. Rosalind Delaney celebrating her 9th birthday today. She's in York Point. Happy birthday to you, Maria Amelia Leva, 38th. Happy birthday to you from Nathan, Ray, Millie, and Lexi. Tomorrow, Julie McCabe. Well, happy birthday to Julie, celebrating birthday tomorrow. Mitchell Perry also celebrating birthday tomorrow. Mitchell's in Canoe Cove. Happy birthday to Lindsay Vesey. Cindy McLeod in Summerside is turning 66. Happy birthday to Donalda Courtney. And that comes from your kids. Ben Burke in Stratford is turning 30. Anne Story celebrating her 80th birthday tomorrow.
Whoa!
Yes.
Have
happy
some cake,
birthday.
Anne. Have
yes.
some cake.
And next we've got Jeff McDonald, and I believe that is Counselor Jeff McDonald from the town of Stratford, and he is turning the big 4-0, and that birthday greeting comes from Lisa, Lucy, and Josie, and all of us too, Jeff. Happy birthday to Roxanne Affleck, and that wish comes from Colin, and me too. Happy birthday, Roxanne, you're awesome. Tomorrow, Adam Mason in Mermaid is turning 12, and we've got a wedding anniversary tomorrow as well. Judy and Doug Livingston in Stratford celebrating 34 years. That was a long list. and I think that concludes
it. All right, let's see who our winners are. Bridge Pass is going out to Emma Richards and Mary Leah Toole. Yeah! Woo! Bridge Pass. All right, we will get those in the mail for you. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
And through the day on Sunday. Confederation Bridge, open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Thank you very much, Scott. We will tidy up Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts and make the draw here in a second. There are a few late buses, though, to tell people about today.
Yeah, bus 123, driven by Jeff DaCosta, serving Birchwood Intermediate and Charlottetown Rural, 1 hour late. Bus 444, Joanne Ings to Vernon River School, 30 minutes late. And bus 34, driven by Donald McCormick, serving Surrey Regional School, operating 30 minutes late.
All right, thank you very much. Darcy's Trivia question for Robin's Donuts. Married couples fight after going here 45% of the time. Some good answers. The grocery store, a good answer.
Yes.
Going on vacation.
Oh.
I have witnessed some of the best mom and dad fights on vacation. Oh, man. And not to poke fun at stuff like that, but... And just like missing an exit or something like that is not pretty.
Usually it's just back in the car.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no.
You don't even get in the car.
That could be it too.
I think that's pretty common, the whole fighting on vacation.
The answer we were looking for today was a party. You go to a party and you come home in the car fighting about something, arguing about something.
Too many triangle sandwiches.
Too many triangle sandwiches. Yeah, that's the problem.
Maybe.
All right, let's make the draw. Big congratulations to our winner. Anybody that had a correct answer this week is in the draw. And our winner today is Emily Gallant. Congratulations. We will get a Robin's gift card out the door to you. Enjoy that. We'll have more with our interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Bruce Donaldson's been hanging out with us this morning.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
812 at Ocean 100. We are hanging out today with Bruce Donaldson as our interesting Islander. Bruce spent, you said, 16 years UPEI as the coach of the UPEI women's hockey program. And one thing I want to mention before we transition into chatting about the next big thing that's on your list. It was really great to see the presence of girls hockey teams start coming to the rink to really look up to the UPEI women's program, because you know what, it was the highest caliber of women's hockey that you could see on PEI. So tell me about that and having that kind of an impact.
Yeah, I think you know, building the program over the years and just trying to really get engaged with the community piece was key to it. Winning the AUS was definitely a good leap for us. But I think when we started hosting national tournaments, so, you know, we hosted the U Sports 3 times, the second time got interrupted a little bit. But that's when we really started to get a real true following of young fans. And we spend a lot of time, we still do a lot of time in terms of in the community with young female hockey teams, inviting them in. The girls, the players just love to meet them. They bring such an atmosphere, you know, to the game. It's been great.
It's incredible. And it was really good to kind of have the bird's eye view of seeing it happen year to year, the different changes that the program went through and the different caliber players. And then you see, you know, you hear stories of kids that were in the stands and it's 6 years later and they're playing defense for the UPEI Women's Panthers, right? So that's a really, really key part of, you know, women's sport on Prince Edward Island. So thank you for championing that first and foremost.
I say thank you for championing that as well. And obviously listening to how hard you were working in the early days to get this sport kind of the equity, the recognition that it deserved. And you've taken all kinds of folks in along the way in their interest level. So it must give you some joy to see that hockey, like women's hockey, is getting more attention on the national level and everywhere. Like, how does that make you feel? We've come a long way.
Yeah, and we have. I mean, we're very proud of our program and you know, all our graduates. You have to keep in mind, you know, these are young females, and, you know, our goal really is to, you know, ensure that they have a good academic and sport experience at UPI. This year alone, I believe we have five former Panthers that are now all coaching here on the island, young female hockey teams.
And you know what? That's a big thing. That's happened. That's not the first time. No. A lot of your players have gone on to coaching gigs. I think of our own Ashlyn Summers comes to mind, right?
Very much so.
So that makes sense. Let's switch gears to the U-17 really quick here, and we'll chat about it again before you're off. This is a big tournament. It's coming early November, 2nd through the 10th, okay? You are the chair. Tell me about this tournament. Where did this all begin for you?
Well, I was approached by the city. Originally, the city of both Summerside and Charlottetown had put together the bid package and were successful in it. I was a little late in arriving in terms of the co-chair piece of it because there was another person that was there and they had to step back from it. So they talked to the city and I said, yeah, I'd be very interested on that. It is a big tournament. It's, you know, we're going to see the top U16 male players on the planet, probably other than Russia. So it's going to be very, very exciting.
And tickets are available right now. And I got to give a shout out to everybody that's on the committee putting this thing together, because it really is an awful lot of work to make these tournaments happen. Luckily, there's guidance from Hockey Canada along the way and whatnot, but there is a lot of extra time and effort that goes into it. And it's really just a who's who of people that have been involved with big scale events like this before.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It'll be, you know, tickets are available both through either Hockey Canada or through either the Cup in Summerside or Eastlink here. So you can just go online and get them.
And there'll be, how many Team Canada squads are we gearing up for?
Yeah, there's two Team Canadas, Team USA, Team Sweden, Team Finland, and Team Czechia.
All right. And these are names, like these players are players that you're going to be able to follow once they play here. They'll be in the next tournament and probably the World Juniors after that. So this is a pretty big deal that we have this in our own backyard. And it's been, you know, it's been a couple years in the making, too, because of COVID and stuff, too. So it's great to see this coming to Prince Edward Island this fall. We will chat more. Okay. We have more on the U-17s with Bruce Donaldson coming up here in just a few. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show and our interesting Islander for Ken Mac Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
The fall savings sale is on at Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware this week with great specials in every department. Save 60% on green poly tarps this week. Assorted sizes starting from just $3.47 each. Pick up a 4-liter jug.
Feel good summer on Ocean 100, powered by Mill River Resort, PEI's four season, 4-star resort.
Mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 21. Becoming cloudy this evening with a chance of showers overnight. Wind will become northeast 30, gusting to 50, and a low of 15. Tomorrow, 10 to 15 millimeters of rain possible in the morning with a risk of a thundershower late in the morning. Wind northeast 30, gusting to 50, becoming southeast 40, gusting to 70 in the afternoon. A high of 22. Right now, it is 15 in Summerside, 15 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
We're about to get this party started with a little Prince. It's Friday, getting geared up for a weekend. It might be wet, might be windy.
That's all right. That's still the weekend. Safe to say.
Yeah, still the weekend, though. The jackpot grows with the secret sound for M&M Furniture. We did not have a correct guess this morning. $1,300 in the jackpot with Gerard Murphy at 4:10 this afternoon. Get your guesses ready. Partying like it's 1999, Ocean 100. Ah, 1999, it's Prince, Ocean 100. Hello, good morning, 8:25. We have been chatting today with Bruce Donaldson. And, you know, you're not behind the bench of the UPI women's hockey team anymore, but you are still very much involved at UPEI, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, all right. And you were just dishing some knowledge on us here. The Mickey's Place Memorial Basketball Tournament is going to be coming up very soon, and you were very excited about it, so I feel like we should talk about it, because this is going to be a Mickey's Place Memorial Tournament like none other this year.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a great job of the teams that are coming in. So to just give you an idea, we've got Windsor and York and Waterloo and Saskatchewan. And Acadia is going to be here. Holland College will be involved in it as well. So it's going to start on the Friday and run right through to the Sunday. And it's the level is going to be, we haven't seen this level in quite some time.
Mm-hmm. All right. And all UPI sport, there's quite a few sports that are up and running now. Of course, we're waiting on basketball. We're waiting on hockey and whatnot, but soccer, rugby, track and field, cross country, all that fun stuff going on right now. If people want to get more details just on overall UPI athletics and come on out and support, how can they do that?
Just go online to Go Panthers Go. We have a new ticketing system, so it's automatic. So it's working out really, really well. It's the highest level of organized sport, mm-hmm. male and female, from coast to coast, other than if you're a professional.
Right.
So it's all these levels are just amazing athletes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bruce, this has been tremendous. We will be talking to you. I, of course, will be seeing lots of you over the next little bit. And we may even chat with you again in here ahead of the U17s. But thank you for being you. Thank you for what you have done for not only women's sports, but sports on Prince Edward Island over the last couple of decades. And it looks like you're going to continue doing that strong for the next little while anyway. So it's a pleasure to know you. And thank you for everything that you do around here.
Well, thank you so much for the invite. It was great. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I love your music.